New figures from the court service show that one out of every three drivers prosecuted for drink driving ends up avoiding a conviction. They also show a lack of consistency in the rate of court convictions for drink driving, depending on which county you live in. And the vast majority of drivers who are convicted are not handing up their licences in court so that they can get penalty points. I've been speaking to our reporter Carol Coleman about this story. I began by asking her what these figures are telling us.
Well, Justin, the figures come from the court service and they were released to independent TD Tommy Bruin. They relate to drink driving offences and cover every district court in the country from January 2017 to July of this year. So nationally, as you mentioned, they show that one third of people summoned to court for drink driving are not convicted. Then when you break the figures down on a county by county basis, a very inconsistent picture emerges. You see that if you're before the courts for drink driving, your chances of being convicted increase or decrease depending on the part of the country that you're in. For example, the county with the highest rate of court convictions for drink driving is Kildare. 85% of motorists before the courts were successfully prosecuted in Kildare. Then the lowest rate of court convictions was in Waterford, where just 44% of prosecutions were successful. Looking at a random snapshot of other counties, Dublin's conviction rate was 57%, Cork 74%, County Louth 55%, and in Kerry 61%. So you can see that the picture is quite inconsistent right across the country.
Okay, and what are the reasons why there's such a divergence between one county and the next?
We don't know. We put some of these figures to the Road Safety Authority this weekend. They told us that they would also like some answers as to why there's such an inconsistent picture. In a statement, the Road Safety Authority said that if these figures are correct, that it would call on the Department of Justice in conjunction with the Court Service and on Garda Síochána to carry out the necessary research into the reasons for such differences. We've been talking to Solicitor Evan O'Dwyer, who's based in Mayo and who deals with a lot of road traffic related cases, and he gave his take on why there's such a variation. He says that unlike speeding cases, no two drink driving cases are the same.
I suppose there's no methodology really that you can apply to this type of prosecution in the way that perhaps you might be able to apply for speed detection prosecutions. Each drink driving charge, when it comes before the courts, is entirely based upon its own facts. And those vary depending on the motorist, depending on the Garda, depending on the detection. So, for instance, a motorist can be detected while driving with excess alcohol in their system by reference to a Garda checkpoint, by reference to a road traffic accident, by reference to a third party telephoning in about erratic driving, or by the Gardaí's own detection. So in the normal course, when you're looking at statistics of road traffic convictions, such as you would have in speeding type offences, you have a standard template detection, prosecution, trial before a judge, and an outcome. So the consistency or the veracity of the information is a lot more credible than perhaps it might be if you're looking for a common theme when it comes to the likes of drink driving.
That was Solicitor Evan O'Dwyer there from O'Dwyer Solicitors in Ballyhaunis, who deals with a lot of these cases. Carol, have the Court Service said anything about these figures?
Yes, the Chief Executive of the Court Service, Brendan Ryan, said the courts do not record the reasons why cases are dismissed or struck out. He said there could be a range of reasons, including the prosecuting Garda not attending court, or if there's an application to have the matter struck out, say if there's evidence that another person was driving the car. In some cases, as the defendant proves to the court that they should not be convicted of the charge. And of course, in other cases, the judge just isn't satisfied that the case against the accused was proved beyond reasonable doubt.
Now, Carol, these figures also reveal something about the number of people who present their licences in court when they're convicted of a drink driving related offence. What do they tell us?
Well, the data released by the Court Service also shows that while 9,205 people were convicted of drink driving offences since the beginning of 2017, three quarters of those people failed to hand up their licences in court and may not have received penalty points as a result. Now, that is a big problem. And we've seen similar statistics in relation to speeding offences this reported in recent weeks. If someone who is convicted of an offence fails to present their licence in court, that makes it very difficult to ensure that the penalty points are endorsed on their licence, and it hampers the ability of a Garda on the roadside to check whether a driver has been banned from driving or not. This problem, it's consistently highlighted by the Park Road Safety Group. And here's founder Susan Gray.
By law, a person is summoned to court on penalty point offences and may be disqualified in court. It is crucial that they are instructed to hand up their licence on conviction so that the courts can record the licence number and send that to the Road Safety Authority and to the Minister for Transport to input into the National Vehicle Driver File database, so that when the Gardaí stop a driver at the side of the road, they will know by looking at the driver's licence and scanning it how many penalty points that driver has had, and if that driver has been disqualified in court. But if the licence number is not recorded, then they will be unaware.
That was Susan Gray there from the Road Safety Group Park. Now, Carol, in relation to this issue of the non-surrendering of licences, if only a quarter of the people who are convicted of drink driving offences are handing up their licences in court, that's obviously a problem. What's going to be done about it?
Well, the independent TD, Tommy Bruin, who received these answers, has raised the issue with the head of the court service, Brendan Ryan. Now, Brendan Ryan says he will highlight this issue with the new president of the district court, Judge Colin Daly, to see what can be done to increase the number of driver licences produced in court. And we'll have to see what happens there.
This week's Carol Coleman speaking to me a little earlier.